From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry heads to Moscow next week. He will go there to talk with Russian President Vladimir Putin about Russia's troop withdrawal from Syria and the prospects for peace in that country. News of Kerry's Moscow trip came as Syrian peace talks continued for a second day in Geneva. Also Tuesday, the first Russian military personnel returned from Syria. Presidential nominating contests are underway Tuesday in five U.S. states. Here are some of the voters.
I think Trump exudes the passion. I think John Kasich has the experience. I prefer John Kasich, but I don't think he's gonna make it unless he wins his native state of Ohio.
Bernie Sanders, you know, I agree with some of his views, but he was just a little too extreme with the socialism for me.
I'm kind of voting for a contested convention. I would prefer that outcome over Cruz or Trump.
I voted for Donald Trump because we have a terrible selection and we picked the best of the worst.
The front runners, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton, hope to move closer to winning their party's nominations. South Sudan is cutting the number of staff at its embassies around the world because of economic troubles stemming from that country's two-year civil war. The foreign minister denied reports that the South Sudanese will close 10 of their diplomatic missions. The White House announced changes to travel and trade restrictions on Cuba Tuesday. The changes open up educational travel to Cuba for individual Americans. They allow Cubans working in the U.S. to earn salaries and reduce trade and financial barriers to improve business ties between the two countries. This is VOA News. Police in the Belgian capital Brussels say one person was found dead during an anti-terrorist raid Tuesday. Four police officers were wounded when shots rang out during a raid on an apartment in the suburb of Forest. Police found a body after they stormed the apartment. In a major policy reversal, the Obama administration is barring oil drilling off the U.S. Atlantic coast. U.S. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell said Tuesday the decision comes after listening to thousands of people from New England fishing villages to Florida beach resorts and the Pentagon, which conducts military drills in the ocean. Jewell said the decision protects the Atlantic for future generations. The Argentine Coast Guard has sunk a Chinese trawler illegally fishing in its territorial waters. The boat was detected Monday off Puerto Madryn. Maritime authorities say the trawler led the Coast Guard on a high seas chase during which it carried out maneuvers to collide with a Coast Guard patrol. The fishing boat's crew was rescued after the Argentine Coast Guard fired on the vessel. A new World Health Organization study estimates nearly one quarter of all annual global deaths, 12.6 million yearly, are from unhealthy environmental causes. Lisa Schlein takes a look.
The report says environmental risk factors such as air, water, and soil pollution, chemical exposure, climate change, and ultraviolet radiation cause more than 100 diseases and injuries. It says the Southeast Asia and Western Pacific regions have the highest number of environmentally linked deaths. During the past 10 years, death from infectious diseases has declined because an increasing number of people have gained access to safe water and sanitation. The report finds non-communicable diseases linked to unhealthy environments now account for the largest share of global deaths. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Assistant U.S. Secretary of State for Europe and Eurasia, Victoria Nuland, told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee Tuesday that Ukraine's greatest challenge remains the Russian occupation of the Crimean Peninsula and the restoration of sovereignty in the eastern Donbas region. Nuland says the Minsk agreements remain the best hope for peace in eastern Ukraine. She said Ukraine's government must come together behind a reform program that delivers clean governance, justice, and an end to backroom political deals. Myanmar's parliament has voted to elect Htin Kyaw as the country's next president. He is a close confidant of NLD party leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The iconic democracy leader is constitutionally barred from becoming president because both of her sons have foreign citizenship. The new government will take office April 1st. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.